In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. At the center of Lent in the Passion of our Lord is the betrayal of his disciples. All the evangelists use the same word to describe how Jesus is handed over to those who want to kill him. Judas gets the worst of it. Possessed by Satan, consumed by greed, he is the one who plants the kiss of betrayal on Jesus. But as the scriptures say, no one is righteous, no, not one. All of them betray Jesus in one way or another. Judas, the betrayer, is one of the 12. So one of Jesus' most intimate associates betrays Jesus. This, of course, heightens the scandal and the humiliation of the betrayal. To betray with a kiss is the deepest of ironies, for a kiss is a sign of familial belonging, of respect, obedience, communion, love. But there is no love here, for this deed is done by children of Adam under Satan's power. The other 11 are no better than Judas, trying to fight off this crowd of religious leaders with their army of swords and clubs. Do his disciples really think that cutting off the ear of the high priest's servant will stop Scripture's fulfillment? Don't they remember that he must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified? And when that arrest does come, they betray Jesus by forsaking him and fleeing for their lives. But there was one who followed him, a young man whose naked body is wrapped in a linen cloth, just like another young man wrapped in a long white robe sitting by an empty tomb. We don't know why this young man didn't flee with the others, but the soldiers who seized Jesus tried to seize him. They grab his linen cloth and he flees naked, just as Jesus was naked as they nailed him to the tree. By fleeing, he joins the others in their betrayal. Naked, he joins Jesus, whose naked body reverses the shame of Adam's betrayal in the garden. Soon, the naked young man will be clothed with Christ's cloth bands left behind in the empty tomb. Naked betrayal, now wrapped in a robe of righteousness to cover his wet, naked body as he comes up out of his baptismal tomb. Some think the story of the naked young man is Mark's signature on this second gospel. But why? Why reveal himself as that final fleeing disciple? Perhaps he was no longer ashamed. After all, the kiss of betrayal has now become a kiss of peace, the prelude to a feast upon Christ's naked body broken in death and blood poured out on the night in which he was betrayed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.